You can be seated. I want to share with you some thoughts here. I'm going to try to be as short as I could possibly can. Last night, I think Brother Martin and me were on the same sleep schedule. We slept for several hours, then we were up for several hours. And that's why I was blessed when Brother Martin was sharing this morning out of Ephesians 5, because I was praying about today, praying about the elders' meeting. God, what do you have for the elders? What would you speak to the elders here in the Butuan area? And one of those chapters was the very thing that Brother Martin was sharing. Well, as I was meditating on that, I did not get a witness that God was burdening me upon that particular one, but he led me to Ephesians chapter 6. And so I looked at that. I felt that God was showing me it was a confirmation for Brother Martin's word this morning to you. Yes, that would be very good if I could let him. So let us turn to Ephesians chapter 6. I probably should have stopped a little earlier, right? Okay, praise the Lord. Well, most of you know English, but I will try to be very sensitive to my interpreter. So praise the Lord. Chapter 6 of Ephesians, if we could go there. And two things that came to me while Brother Roman was speaking as I got up here, we were singing. The Lord spoke two scripture verses to me, and it's out of Ephesians 2. It says, to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, one. And the other part is in chapter 5. Is it in 5? Or is it in 4? No, it's in 4. It says, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Ephesians. You could read Ephesians 3, chapter 4, verse 3.
Chapter 4, verse 3. Episode 4, versículo 3, na gayon. Matingkamoton sa patunay sa espirituhal ng panagiusa, pinagi sa bukos ng pagkigdayin.
Okay, and then also in chapter 4, verse 32.
Magmapaong na buwan muron, kamo salsa o gusa, mga malulot o kating-kating na magpinasayloay kamo ang usa sa usa, maingon nga kamo ipasaylo sa Dios tungod kang Kristo.
Amen. Okay, I would like us to read chapter 6 of Ephesians, verses 10 to 13. We can read it in the King James, and then you can read it in your Sabano.
Ako kamagyan yun sa Diyas sa Kapitulo 6.
Okay, chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand.
Amen.
Versikulo 10, nagaingon, sa katapusan magbalikon kamo pinagi sa Ginoo ug sa kusog sa inggahom. Isulob ninyo ang tibok pinagiban sa Dios aron makabarog kamo batok sa mga malipat-lipatong kaugdahan sa Yawa. Kaya natong pagigdumog dili batok sa mga binuhat na unod o dugo, kundi dili batok sa mga punuan. batok sa mga kagamhanan, batok sa mga labaw agalon ining mangitngit nga kalibutan karon, batok sa mga dawtan nga espektuhanong panon diha sa mga dapit sa kalangitan. Sa Tracy, tungod nini dadani niyo ang tibok kinaliwan sa Dios. Aron kamo makasukol kamo inikabot na sa adlaw sa Kristiyanan o makapugong kamo sa inyong baruganan tapos sa inyong tanang pagigbiso.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, the word says here that we might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Yes.
The wiles. That is a compound Greek word, but it means to lie in wait, cunning arts, deceit, craft, trickery. The devil doesn't want to reveal himself to us openly. But we are in a battle. And each one of us in our localities are in a battle against the principalities and powers that rule the area that we dwell in. Now, when we come here to Butuan and to the area around Butuan, God puts it on our heart to come. And when we come, God is sending us so that we might be a blessing to the people of God. We're no better than you, no worse. We're just brethren. There's different ministries, there's different diversity of gifts, but it all comes from God and it's to benefit with all. So my burden to share with you today as I'm rereading in Ephesians chapter 6 is for you all to pray and seek diligently the Lord. What are you fighting against? What are the principalities and powers that are working against the Christians and those that are wanting to serve God and go all the way with Him? Now, when we have been here these last 8-9 days, God gave us two specific visions and a dream pertaining to the principalities that were working actively here on this island. One of them was a dream Brother Mark had, that there were people that were coming and wanting to cut the heels of our shoes off because they thought we were too tall. And he also knew that in the dream that the people that were doing that were of a Muslim background, Islamic. If you take the understanding of it in the spirit, the devil doesn't like you growing in God. So there are spirits that are under this principality, this religious spirit of Islam, that is working against you in the background. You have to actively pray when you sense these spirits, and you've got to take your authority and bind them. We have to be sensitive in the spirit, how we move movement, how we pray. Brother Cecil always used to teach us, don't die like Abner died, like a fool, yes, with his sword in his sheath. But we had another vision about, and it was involving sorcery and witchcraft. Sorcery and witchcraft, and working against us as a team. We had it the one day, and the next day, one of the team got sick. It was a very physical sickness, and we prayed, rebuked the enemy, and the team member got delivered. Again, we had to bind the spirits of witchcraft and sorcery that were being worked against us. And then last night, we were getting ready, we were in our prayer, we were praying together, and we had another vision, another principality. And God revealed a grotto. It was the Catholic principality over this area. And its strength that it has over this area. Now remember, it's not flesh and blood we fight, but principalities and powers. You or I don't have to fear anything if we put our trust in the living God. So I'm sharing these things for you to be sober, for you to be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, walketh about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. But stand steadfast in the faith. Resist the devil, he must flee from you. Amen. There's one other thing I want to share before I close. When we were here in February, I had a dream. I can't recollect all the dream right now, but I do remember specifically what God was saying. In the dream, there is trouble coming to this island. Trouble similar on the lines of World War II when the Philippines was invaded by the Japanese. You live on the most instability island of all the Philippines, or one of the most instability islands. Don't be lulled to sleep just because there's peace in the Butuan area. But pray and be strong in the faith. We don't know how many times we can come back. But these are things that the Spirit has been coming to us and speaking. So we share them with you for you to pray to see if what we're sharing, you witness it is coming from God. So that you would be diligent. You would have the full armor of God.
maduro sa Dios.
Because if you're in the perfect will of God, you have nothing to fear. God will protect His people, but we must abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Each and every one of us. And do you think that America does not face the same problems we do? God has been showing the people of God and the servants of God for a long time destruction is coming to America as well. And Europe as well. We just have to get into the hiding place with God, brethren. So pray. Be faithful. Be good and samples to the flock. Because God is looking for us to do whatever we can to help our brothers and sisters. Amen. Do you have any questions? Otherwise, I'm going to turn it over to Brother Mark. Anything that I've said, do you have any questions? Okay. Well, we thank you for our time. We thank you for our elders' meetings last Saturday and today.
Amen.
It's been very good.
And meeting sa mga unsyano, sa mga leader, o bisan pa sa tanan.
And some of you we'll see tomorrow, and some of you we won't see outside of the day. But we bless you in the name of Jesus, and we just will continue to pray and looking forward to the good report of your diligence in God.
Ang uban kaninyo dili na ako makita, naguban makita no sab. Apan ako nagapo nga nagabaga panalangin sab kaninyong kanan.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.